I felt I did alright, you know, but today was about everyone. I thought everyone was absolutely outstanding today, including the fans. They come in the numbers, and I think it sort of gives us all a boost when the fans are all there in the numbers, and I think we showed that today.
It's a very modest answer, that, though, but you must be pleased with your own performance.
Yeah, I am, you know, but I just thrive on service, you know, and I've got to praise Lewis Buxton for that ball. It was a good little build-up, good ball from Ollie, the new signing, and Lewis's ball's on a plate. It's just asking to get put in the back of the net, and thankfully I did.
You talked about the fact that you got the goal against United last season and people still talk to you about that. You've got another goal that people are going to be tweeting you about and stopping you in the street about now.
Yeah, good. I like them sort of things, you know, it fills you full of confidence. But I say this, today wasn't about that goal, it was just about everyone working hard and getting out of this relegation fight.
You sort of lifted your shirt up and it looked as if you had a message on there. Could you tell us about that?
Yeah, it's just my friend's got a company. Little business going, he just said, oh, can you just show it off to the fans? And there was plenty there today, so it's called Promotion Office Warehouse, so there you go.
Okay, I can't publish that because it's the BBC, but was it worth a booking?
I've told him, I've just seen him upstairs, so you owe me £6 for the yellow card.
Must have been good, though, to get back in the team, to play, you know, in such a big game as well. And I know that you've been frustrated this season, and when you see that Wednesday signed Steve Howard, what was going through your mind when that was announced?
You've just got to try and keep your head a bit, you know. As I say, I just want to be classed as a Championship player come next year. I don't want to fall out with people because, you know, he's brought signings in who play in the same position as me. I think I've gone out there, done well. You know, Stevie Howard was the first person to come over and congratulate me after the game. He said, you've done brilliant today. So the more good signings we get, the better.
Did part of you think it's happening again? I know that other loan players have come here and you felt like you deserve the shirt ahead of them, but did you feel like this is another player who's going to come in and get straight in the team and I'm going to be sat on the bench?
Yeah, that is in the back of the head, you know. It's happened to me a few times, you know, but the gaffer said, he says, the people who are moaning that they're not playing, this is your chance, so now you've got to take it, and I think I did.
You've got an opportunity, haven't you, with 8 games now to prove you belong at this level?
Yeah, of course, yeah. It's not really about proving. I'm more than confident in my own ability. I think, as I heard from the fans today, there were a lot of them singing my name. I think they all know I've got it in there. It's just whether I can get it out there all the time.
What about the pen? Tell us about that.
I think that was for me 50th career goal as well. It was half in the back of my head thinking I'd scored. Usually I'd just walk up and smash it, but I was a bit confident. I thought I was rolling the back of the net and I don't know if it missed the target. Bad penalty.
The game kind of changed a little bit. I mean, if at 3-0 Wednesday would have been home and hose, but Lewis gets sent off, then they get a goal back. Are you starting to think at that point, oh no, what have I done?
Yeah, that was the first thing in my head. I thought, if these get one here, this is going to be 2-2 and I'll be getting the blame. But thankfully, we held up.
And with other teams winning at the bottom, and you know, Wolves and Peterborough have won again today, it was so important to get another 3 points because obviously Barnsley have lost today, but nobody else is losing down there.
I didn't even know the results. You just put an absolute downer on my day, haven't you? Yeah, it's a good fight, but I think we're going to go to Bristol on Monday and take the same sort of performance levels and same work levels, and I think we'll be all right.
It's going to be tougher than most years. Usually 50 is the benchmark you need to stay up, but I mean, you might need closer to 60 this year.
Yeah, this league's crazy. You know, I was watching the football last night, Crystal Palace versus Birmingham, and the form Birmingham and Crystal Palace, so you'd fancy them massively. And Birmingham went and turned them over 4-0. You know, anything can happen in this league. It's great to be in.
What about Bristol City? Just give us a thought on them. They're down there at the bottom as well, so what kind of a game is that going to be?
It's going to be the same. The gaffer said before the game, we've got 9 cup finals left. We've got one at the way we've won. We'll just go into this game with the same attitude and hopefully we'll get the same result.